Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8 and Des is here.
Yeah, morning, Anya. News of the Kerry team for the All-Ireland coming up. But first, last night's action for the League of Ireland clubs in the Europa Conference League and mixed results. Shamrock Rovers had a very poor defeat in Budapest. They lost 4-0 to Ferencváros in the first leg of that tie, and it means they're without a win now in their last six competitive games. Derry City, though, came from a goal down to beat the Finnish league leaders Coops at the Brandywell Stadium. They trailed to a first half penalty, but second half goals from Will Patching and Cian Kavanagh put them in a good place going to the second leg next week. Dundalk, though, have it all to do to keep their European hopes alive. Defensive errors punished them in a 3-1 defeat to Akureyri in Iceland. Stephen O'Donnell's side conceded with all three shots on target against them in the first half after Daniel Kelly had briefly equalised for the Lily Whites. But the Dundalk manager, though frustrated, thinks the tie is still alive.
I thought it was a totally dominant performance away from home in Europe, and on another day we could have got 3 or 4. We dominated the whole game. Don't know what the possession stats are where we played the game, but it was a terribly dominant display. And we'd just be disappointed where the build up to the attacks and the pressure we had on the ball originally for that dent within the space of 5 or 6 seconds to be scoring in the other end, you know. So that's for something for us to focus on. But from a performance and a composure point of view, from the players, as I said, I thought we were so dominant. It's halfway house, it's half time, and we're looking forward to the second leg.
That's Stephen O'Donnell. Because of the European action, there are only three games in the Premier Division this evening: Bowes versus UCD, Cork City versus Shelburne, and Drogheda versus Sligo Rovers. At the Women's World Cup overnight, Argentina came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 with South Africa. Now to Gaelic games, and Stephen O'Brien has been named to start in the only change to the Kerry team for Sunday's All-Ireland football final against Dublin. He was a substitute in the semi-final win over Derry. He was very impressive, and he now comes in to the half-forward line in place of Adrian Spillane, who drops to the bench. Well, looking ahead to the game, Damien Lawler has spoken with Dalian's ambassador, the former Kerry star Tommy Walsh. He's not too concerned about several Dublin stars returning to the side.
Kerry are trying to build their own fairy tale, because, you know, if you're trying to become, you know, a great player, great team, like, you have to win back-to-backs, you have to win multiple All-Irelands, and you know, they now have the chance to do that this year. So they're starting their own legacy. You know, there's obviously a few senior guys there, but the bulk of the team is might need to be halfway through their career. They're going to be together for another 5 or 6 years. So those guys will be looking at Dublin and saying, I want to achieve what they've achieved in the previous 10 or 15 years. But that, you know, you obviously have to do it year by year. And this weekend is going to be a big part of that. So I don't think they'll buy into that too much. Obviously, look, there's some big names on the opposition, but Kerry have proven that they can match Dublin. Beating them last year, of course, was a huge psychological thing for them, I would imagine. So, you know, they're a year older, a year wiser, a year of, you know, strength and conditioning and football in the legs. So, you know, I'm hoping that they come out and do themselves justice. And I'm sure if they play well, that they'll get the right result.
What can get Kerry over the line on Sunday?
Goals. You know, I think if they get chances, Dublin haven't conceded any goals. Well, Cluxton hasn't anyway for a long time. So
not for 13 games, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Killian Spillane that got the last one.
Yeah.
So, you know, the lads are obviously extraordinary finishers, but I think if they get chances and they take them, and they've built a lead, something that they can hold on to. You know, and a lot of people will be talking about Dublin's finishing, but I know even against Derry, when it was in the melting pot, you saw the likes of David Clifford come out, get balls, take that bit of leadership and you know, kicked a couple of points that were needed. So, but I think if Kerry can get 1 or 2 goals, and I think whoever gets more goals, I think, is going to win the game. That's traditionally how it's been over the last while. So, but if the boys get a chance, I have every confidence that they'll take it, and that will be a huge part of getting over the line.
That's Tommy Walsh. We'll get the Dublin view from Paul Flynn later in the programme, and of course all the crack around the famous rivalry, and up for the match tomorrow night at 9:30. In hockey, there's a big game for the Irish men's team today. They take on Scotland in the Euro Championship semi-final at the Sport Ireland campus in Abbottstown. It starts at 5:00. Victory for Ireland would mean they will progress to the Olympic qualifiers. In golf, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have started well in the Evian Championship, the year's fourth major. Maguire's on 1 under par, Stephanie Meadow 2 under, 5 5 adrift of clubhouse leader Paulo Reito of South Africa. And Padraig Harrington opened with a 4-over par round of 75 in the British Seniors Championship. He's 9 shots adrift of the leader Miguel Angel Jimenez. In cricket, England face a battle to level the Ashes after Australia enjoyed the better of the first day of the 5th test at the Oval. Winning the toss for the first time in the series, Australia pounced on the opportunity to put England in on a green-tinged pitch, and they dismissed England for 283 before the Aussies moved to 61 for 1, 222 behind. Finally, for now, 2 race meetings this evening at Cork and Down Royal.